This show is part of One Place, a daily network of focused briefings across the stories people follow most.
Welcome to today's roundup. We are diving into the glitz of the Met Gala and a massive movie reveal from Christopher Nolan. It is a huge day for fashion and film fans alike.
Kendall Jenner leads the bold Met Gala after-party fashion.
Beyoncé returns to the Met with daughter Blue Ivy.
Critics blast flesh-bearing outfits as cheap and boring.
Margot Robbie shines in gold, Chanel, and yellow diamonds.
Christopher Nolan debuts the trailer for The Odyssey.
Zoe Kravitz goes solo without her million-dollar ring.
Rihanna and a dollar AP Rocky stun in crystal-encrusted couture.
Queen Bey shuts down the carpet in skeletal diamonds.
First, the after-party scene. The Met Gala is never just about the red carpet at the museum. The real fashion risks often happen at the exclusive after-parties. This year, Kendall Jenner and Hailey Bieber really set the tone at the Saint Laurent bash in the Upper East Side. Kendall made headlines by embracing a very specific fake nipple trend with her outfit. She transitioned from her earlier Gap Studio gown into a sleek, sexy satin dress that featured a corset top designed with that provocative detail. It is a bold move that definitely got people talking about the boundaries of high fashion and street style. Meanwhile, her best friend Hailey Bieber opted for a complete vibe shift. After appearing in a Grecian-inspired Yves Saint Laurent look for the main event, she swapped it for a fun, white mini dress that was perfect for dancing the night away with the A-list crowd.
It wasn't just Kendall and Hailey making waves at the parties. We saw Katy Perry and Sabrina Carpenter heading over to Zero Bond, each with their own dramatic flair. Katy Perry actually ditched her more eccentric Met Gala ensemble, which included a mask, for a much softer dusky pink mini dress accented with a furry trim. Sabrina Carpenter kept the glamour high by layering a dramatic Pucci-esque coat over her sequined mini dress. Even Margot Robbie, who was the picture of classic elegance earlier in the evening, decided to go for a more relaxed look for the late-night festivities, showing up in jeans and a sparkly jacket. It is interesting to see how these stars balance the rigid expectations of the Met Gala theme with their personal style once the official cameras are off. The night was also notable for the presence of Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos, who served as honorary chairs.
Now to a major return. The biggest story of the night has to be Beyoncé making her grand return to the Met Gala after a 10-year hiatus. She didn't just show up. She brought her 14-year-old daughter, Blue Ivy, for her official red carpet debut. Beyoncé looked absolutely breathtaking in a custom Olivier Rousteing creation that featured an incredible diamond-encrusted skeleton design. It was a literal interpretation of the fashion is art dress code, treating the body as a canvas. During an interview with Vogue, Beyoncé was visibly emotional, explaining that the only reason she decided to come back after a decade was to share the experience with Blue. She mentioned how surreal it felt to see the event through her daughter's eyes. Blue Ivy herself looked sophisticated in a chic Balenciaga dress, and Beyoncé was quick to praise her, saying that Blue was more than ready for the spotlight and might even have some red carpet tips to share.
The reaction from fans has been nothing short of explosive. Seeing Beyoncé do a live interview in 2026 was a moment many thought they might never see again. Her choice to wear Rousteing was also a tribute to their long-standing creative partnership. She spoke about how his work celebrates all body types, from curvy to thin, which fits perfectly with the theme of the Costume Institute's new exhibition. The theme, costume art, really allowed for these sculptural high-concept pieces. Beyoncé topped her look with a towering silver crown, cementing her status as the queen of the evening. It is clear that having her family by her side, including husband Jay-Z, made this return special for her. The social media comments are flooded with fans who are gagged by the appearance. It really felt like a passing of the torch moment, seeing Blue Ivy stand so confidently next to her mother on such a massive global stage.
Next, the critics' take. While the stars were out in full force, not everyone was impressed with the fashion choices this year. The theme Fashion is Art invited attendees to use the human body as a blank canvas. And for many, that meant bearing a lot of skin. Critics and social media users have been quite vocal, with some labeling the looks as cheap or resembling boring prom attire. Irina Shayk, for instance, walked the stairs in a custom Alexander Wang look that was essentially a bra made of costume jewelry, leaving very little to the imagination. Gigi Hadid also took a risk in a completely sheer black Miu Miu dress, using only strategically placed decorations to maintain some modesty. For some fashion purists, these interpretations felt a bit too literal and lacked the craftsmanship usually expected at the Met. It is a tough balance to strike between being avant-garde and just being provocative for the sake of it.
Kylie Jenner and Cara Delevingne also leaned into the naked trend. Kylie wore an intricate Schiaparelli gown with a nude corset that gave the illusion of nudity, paired with a bejeweled satin skirt that looked half undone. Cara Delevingne's Ralph Lauren gown was a bit of a surprise. From the front, it looked like a classic black turtleneck, but the back was completely open, showing off her entire back. Then you had Tyla, whose dress featured a bust made entirely of jewelry, and French influencer Lina Mahfouf, who wore a dress with molded hands covering her breasts. The internet's reaction has been polarized. While some appreciate the boldness and the artistic take on the human form, others feel the event is losing its prestige. One tweet that went viral simply asked, "Is she naked, or is that the new trend?" It seems the costume art theme might have been a bit too open to interpretation for some people's tastes this year.
Moving to Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie was a vision of pure luxury on the red carpet, opting for a look that was a far cry from her recent Victorian-inspired press tour for Wuthering Heights. She arrived in a soft, gold strapless Chanel gown that featured a dramatic ruffled train and a drop hem. It was a classic, sophisticated choice that really stood out amid some of the more experimental outfits. But the real talk of the town was her jewelry. She wore breathtaking canary yellow diamond drop earrings that were visible thanks to her chic updo and a matching show-stopping ring on her right hand. Margot seemed to be flying solo for the night, as her husband Tom Ackerley wasn't spotted with her on the famous museum steps. This appearance comes at a high point in her career, as her latest film has been a massive box office success, proving she is one of the biggest draws in Hollywood right now.
The success of Wuthering Heights really can't be overstated. It has already grossed over $236 million worldwide, which is incredible for an R-rated romantic drama. Margot and her co-star Jacob Elordi have been everywhere lately, so seeing her at the Met Gala felt like a victory lap. Her Chanel gown perfectly complemented her status as a global superstar. The gold metallic fabric caught the light beautifully as she navigated the stairs, and the strappy gold stilettos added just the right amount of height without distracting from the dress itself. It is interesting to see her move from the gothic moors of her film role to this high glamour golden goddess aesthetic. She really knows how to command a red carpet, and those yellow diamonds were the perfect finishing touch. It was a reminder that sometimes classic elegance and high-end craftsmanship are the most effective ways to interpret a theme like fashion is art.
Now, a cinematic epic. Switching gears from fashion to film, Christopher Nolan has finally given us a look at his next massive project. He appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert to debut the trailer for The Odyssey, his first film since the Oscar-winning Oppenheimer. This is a mythical epic based on Homer's poem, and the cast is absolutely stacked. Matt Damon stars as Odysseus, with Tom Holland playing his son Telemachus and Anne Hathaway as his wife, Penelope. The trailer suggests a deeply emotional story centered on fathers, sons, and the weight of legacy. True to Nolan's style, the film was shot exclusively on IMAX cameras. They even used a new, quieter version of the IMAX camera to reduce the need for dialogue looping later. It sounds like a technical marvel, with filming locations spanning from the deserts of Morocco to the rugged landscapes of Iceland and Scotland. This is definitely shaping up to be the cinematic event of next summer.
The supporting cast is just as impressive, featuring names like Robert Pattinson, Lupita Nyong'o, Zendaya, and Charlize Theron. Nolan is also reuniting with his key creative team, including cinematographer Hoyte van Hoytema and composer Ludwig Göransson, which almost guarantees a specific high-quality aesthetic and sound. During his chat with Colbert, Nolan discussed the challenges of taking on such a well-known myth. The Odyssey has been adapted many times before, but never with this level of modern filmmaking technology. The use of a massive water tank on the Universal backlot suggests we are going to see some incredible seafaring sequences. It is interesting to see Nolan move from the historical realism of Oppenheimer into the realm of ancient mythology. Fans are already dissecting every frame of the trailer for clues about how he will interpret the classic monsters and trials Odysseus faces. Mark your calendars, because it hits theaters on July 17th next year.
Next, a missing ring. Back to the Met Gala, where Zoe Kravitz caused quite a stir by appearing without her engagement ring. Just last week, news broke that she and Harry Styles were engaged, with Zoe spotted wearing a ring estimated to be worth $1 million. However, on Monday night, her left hand was noticeably bare. She arrived in a stunning, gothic-inspired Yves Saint Laurent lace gown, looking every bit the co-chair of the event. But she was accompanied by YSL creative director Anthony Vaccarello instead of her new fiancé. At first, she seemed to be concealing her hand from the photographers, which only fueled the speculation online. Social media was quick to notice, with fans asking where the ring was and why Harry wasn't by her side. Given her high-profile past relationships, including her recent engagement to Channing Tatum, people are naturally curious about the status of this new romance with the former One Direction star.
It is possible that the ring simply didn't fit the aesthetic of her lace gown, or perhaps she wanted to keep the focus on her role as a co-chair. This year's gala was overseen by a powerhouse group including Beyoncé, Nicole Kidman, and Venus Williams alongside Anna Wintour. Zoe has a lot of responsibility on a night like this, so going solo might have been a professional choice. Still, the timing is curious. She has had a bit of a rocky road in her personal life, with her marriage to Carl Glusman ending after less than 2 years, and the split from Tatum in 2024. Fans are rooting for her to find that happily ever after with Styles. The theme of fashion is art certainly allowed her to lean into that dark, elegant look she does so well. Whether the missing ring is a sign of trouble or just a fashion choice remains to be seen, but it definitely added a layer of mystery to the night.
Now for Rihanna's moment. Rihanna and $1 AP Rocky finally made their entrance, and as usual, they did not disappoint. Taking a rare night off from their three children, the couple brought some serious high fashion energy to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Rihanna wore a custom, shimmering gown that was absolutely covered in crystals and beads. It was a sculpted piece that fit the costume art theme perfectly. She paired the dress with a massive, shiny bronze shawl that draped over her and completely engulfed the lower half of her body, creating a dramatic silhouette. $1 AP Rocky was right there with her, looking sharp in a bold pink tuxedo. On the red carpet, he couldn't stop gushing about her, telling reporters that she was shining like a diamond. It was a sweet moment that showed they are still very much in the honeymoon phase, even with the chaos of three young kids at home.
Rihanna has a reputation for being the final boss of the Met Gala, often arriving late and shutting down the carpet with the most talked-about look of the night. This year felt like a continuation of that legacy. The level of detail in the crystal work on her gown was incredible, and the bronze shawl added a layer of texture that made the whole ensemble feel like a piece of gallery art. Rocky's pink tuxedo was a great choice too. It was daring enough to stand next to Rihanna without being overshadowed. They really understand how to play to the cameras and the theme. The fashion is art dress code was a perfect playground for them. Seeing them together, looking so polished and happy, was a highlight for many fans who follow their journey as a family. They always manage to balance their roles as parents with their status as the ultimate fashion power couple.
Finally, the Queen's return. We have to go back to Beyoncé one more time because her look was just that significant. The Crystal Skeleton Fantasy by Olivier Rousteing was a masterclass in couture. It wasn't just a dress. It was a literal representation of human anatomy transformed into high fashion. The way the diamonds were placed to mimic bones was both eerie and beautiful, fitting the costume art theme to a T. This was her first time at the Met in 10 years, and she clearly wanted to make it count. But beyond the fashion, the presence of Blue Ivy was the real headline. At 14, Blue is already showing she has the poise and style of her mother. They were joined by Jay-Z, making it a rare public appearance for the whole family. The Met Gala hasn't felt this monumental in a long time, and it is largely thanks to the Carter family showing up in such a big way.
The impact of Beyoncé's return was felt across the entire event. Other celebrities almost seemed like an opening act compared to the moment she stepped onto the carpet. Her skeletal look was a bold choice that really leaned into the idea of the body as a canvas. It was sophisticated, daring, and perfectly executed. And seeing Blue Ivy make her debut was a moment of pop culture history. She looked so comfortable in front of the flashing lights, wearing that Balenciaga dress with such confidence. It really felt like the gala had regained its spark. Beyoncé's emotional interview about doing this for her daughter added a human element to an event that can sometimes feel a bit cold and distant. It was a reminder that, even for a global icon, family comes first. They truly shut down the carpet, leaving everyone talking about the Queen Bey effect long after the night ended.
That wraps up our look at the Met Gala and beyond. Thanks for joining us for this daily briefing. We will be back tomorrow with more of the stories you follow most.